Sunday 4/13/25. This is a teaching and it's called Introduction to God's Music. Outside music stimulates the flesh. Inside music stirs up the spirit. Everything to do with God and His Spirit is an inside operation. God's music is powerful and it will be instrumental in accomplishing God's work. In the 1990s, we had a spirit of rebellion come against our home and affected our children. God gave me two simple but powerful songs that broke these demonic attacks off them, Paul and Silas and Speak to the Mountain. These two very simple though powerful songs neutralize the assault of the enemy. It's still the avenger. This is Psalms 8, verse 2. Jesus called it strength, ordained strength. This says praise. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Or Jesus said praise, didn't he? Praise. Okay. This says strength. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Right here, avenger is to grudge or to punish. Satan has a grudge against us, so we can neutralize him and keep him from holding a grudge against us or try to punish us, keeping him from trying to punish us. This praise, he don't like it. Truth and confession here. Friday, I felt awful, on the verge of depression, depressed even, wrong thinking. I had been in pain all day, and as I was praying, the Spirit, I had just a mindset change. I just came to myself and realized, I don't want to go down this road. I realized the enemy was trying to take charge of my thoughts. I said, wait a minute, this is not where I want to be. And I began to thank the Lord and to sing, and that junk lifted right off of me and the pain went with it. Pain is a thought, a wrong thought. God made us to operate just like He did in Genesis 1. He saw the condition of the earth, the face of the waters. And so what did He do? He waited for the Spirit. Was hovering over the water, and then He spoke light being light was. It came from inside Him. He created what He wanted, so He made us in His likeness and image. Inside out, not outside in. Outside are the influences from the evil one, the god of this world system. Inside is the Holy Spirit. That's where the inspiration of the Holy Spirit comes. I remember, I mentioned this, I think, last week, about Terry Law. You know, he was a praise and worship leader, and they had a praise and worship team, and they'd go into difficult places, and they would begin to minister and sing songs that the Lord had given them, or I don't know exactly what kind of, you know, spiritual songs. But anyway, wherever they were, it was in a communist country. I was thinking it was at Russia, and they were in Russia at the time. But anyway, the music they were singing neutralized the enemy. And people began to run to the front to get born again because of the music. For the shackles in your life, here is the answer. Developing a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving, singing in the Spirit as we are supposed to, it can't do anything but loose those shackles over time. The shackles didn't get there overnight. Paul and Silas, Acts 16. Let's go read it. We've heard it many times, but we're going to get to hear it again. I guess we're going to get to hear it until we finally do it, huh? We forget about old Paul and Silas when we're in the Molly Grubs, but you know what? They didn't know if they was going to make it out alive, but they knew. They had some inside information. So that it came to pass, verse 16, and we went to prayer. Certain damsel possessed with the Spirit. We know. Paul cast the spirit out of her, and what did they do? They threw him in jail. 25, they beat him. 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Powerful. God's way is an inside, personal, one-on-one operation for each person. It's not about learning what someone did and trying to get it to work for you. That's what cemeteries are. Seminaries are. Now, if God tells you to go to that cemetery, then you better go to that cemetery. But anyway, it's time to stop looking for answers without and start looking within. See, people don't want to. They'd rather get in a prayer line. You remember all the years? I don't know, what, the last 50 years? Prayer lines have been the big thing. Everybody calls the prayer line to get their answers. Then they go on about their business and do their thing. It's time to stop looking for answers without and start looking within. For there is where your answers lie. This is where Jesus said you should look. This is John chapter 7, verse 38. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Living water, not stagnant. Whatever you learn from someone else that they learned, that's stagnant. It's not living. How lazy the church has become. They run around in a frenzy looking for answers for this from this one and that one. They hear somebody, pastors running from church to church. Brother Hagin always talked about those, that they would run from church to church to find out, well, they're doing, there's a big revival going on over there. I'm going to go over there and see what they're doing. They come home, tried at their church, and wouldn't work. That's been the church I knew right there. Another powerful song that the Lord gave me is, "Behold, I give unto you power." That was one of those little songs that just come up out of me while I was praying. Now I want to read to you, like I said, all these are short today, but this is by Gloria Copeland. It's called "The Weapons of Praise." "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. O Most High, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence." Okay. I'm going to read what she said here. "Never underestimate the importance of praise. It's one of the most powerful spiritual weapons you have about God." Oh, yeah, that's what it says. It does something. It releases the very presence of God himself. When the presence of God comes on the scene, your enemies are turned back. Sickness and disease can't stay in your body. Poverty can't stay in your house. Even physical weariness has to flee when it's faced with real joy-filled praise. I know that from experience. Years ago, when I first began conducting healing school, I had a real battle with fatigue. I'd minister and lay my hands on the sick for so many hours at a time that by the time the meeting had ended, I was sometimes too physically weak even to close the service. Then in one particular meeting, I discovered the power of praise. I just finished praying for those in the prayer line, and as usual, I was exhausted. But instead of rest, the Spirit of the Lord impressed on me that what I needed was to rejoice in the Lord. So I did. I began to praise the Lord with my whole heart, mind, and body. Do you know what happened? The tiredness left me, and I was energized with the presence of God." That'll work with praying in the Spirit, too, because I've had that happen to me. The next time the devil tries to stifle your ineffectiveness to drain you of the strength and wealth and victory that's yours in Jesus, turn him back with that powerful weapon. Lift your hands and your voice and whole heart to God. Praise. She gives this scripture reference. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We're going to read it. Because we need to remember it. We need to remember that when things come against us. It came to pass after this also, verse 1, that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, with them other besides Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Sounds like he lives over here. He had a whole bunch of ites coming at him. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedeon. And Jehoshaphat feared, set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comest against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, and the son of Mathaniah, and Levite, and the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord your God, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them, behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell before the Lord, and worshiping the Lord, and the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and the children of Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear ye, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. When he consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord said, ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They were smitten. That's the way I felt when I was feeling that way. It's just like the minute I changed my mind and started saying, wait a minute, I have served a great God here. It was like an attitude switch, thinking, you're the great God. Nothing gets past you concerning me. I trust you. Just that attitude change changed everything. Okay. I've got something else. I got something else.